RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I have to look up Dick Christie. I'm not sure why that was on my mind. It was Doug Christie and the Allen Iverson reference. Genius, though, seeing that up close. That was the starting point of the side question today. Now, who is it? Who is the game show host that vows on Blue Sky, and he had several posts on Blue Sky, vows to vote for any 2028 candidate who will prosecute the Trump regime at every level? Well, that would be the host of Jeopardy. Yep, that's right. Ken Jennings, Ken Jeopardy, has posted several things online. The host's online outburst came just hours after ICE agents fatally shot 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good. He had posted other things before were critical, but he posted, "I will vote for the prosecute the former regime at every level candidate has my vote in 2028. Moments later, Jennings had amplified a post from writer Kashana Cawley, who wrote, "They spend all that time complaining about crime in cities so they could implement their solution of killing people in cities." In other words, he amplified it or reposted it, whatever you want to call it. So now Ken Jennings into the fray here. I don't think it's just around this. I think he's been critical before. No, I don't know if it's Sony, whoever produces it. Of course, you know, he can post whatever he wants. It's usually a bad move, though, to be determining to do that when you have a 50-50 split or thereabouts in the country. So we'll see where that goes. Big announcement today. Josh Shapiro will be announcing in Pittsburgh, and then he'll come here for a rally tonight. And the good news on that front is that also Doug Mastriano did the right thing. Doug finally took one for the team. He has dropped out of running for governor, thus stopping a costly race. Now, just a couple things on this. You know how I feel about Shapiro, what a menace this guy is, up and down the line and always has been. He's got $30 million already, but Stacey Garrity is a much better opponent than Doug Mastriano, who was one of the most troubling opponents, nominees ever. Nice enough to talk with, but nuts. In addition to which, just not even campaigning in southeastern Pennsylvania against a juggernaut guy. So it will be interesting now to see the next move. I don't think Stacey Garrity will or should say, if elected, or the ticket will be her and Doug Mastriano. Maybe he's holding out hope on that, Lieutenant Governor. I don't see it. I could be surprised. I don't think that's the right way to go. You know, Lieutenant Governor doesn't necessarily, I'll say it this way. Lieutenant Governor doesn't necessarily help you get a lot of votes, but boy, it certainly can get you a lot of negatives. All right, we still have the mob out there. Henry, can we cut into this on Fox? We have the mob standing where ICE is on a megaphone. But let's hear a little bit about what they're saying around the shooting.
I don't want me to show you around, but this is the other side where some of those protesters are. Their main message is they say ICE killed one of their neighbors. They don't feel like she was really doing anything wrong. What they do down a lot of these ICE operations, the people who live in some states try to block things off and say that they're observers, legal observers, but the feds say you can't do that.
Right, you can't interfere with a law enforcement operation, even if you want to call yourself a, quote, legal observer. So what we see behind you, noisy but peaceful at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it ebbs and flows. I think that's the main message here,
okay,
because you see different...
We got a sense it's still ongoing there. And I yesterday said, look, this isn't like George Floyd summer. It's cold there, even though, you know, Minnesota people know it's going to be that and all. I don't know that we're seeing this wrapped up. You saw protesters in New York. Have not seen it in Philadelphia yet, but the weekend, who knows, around this. And the more video that we have, the more social media that we have, the more we seem to see a division here. When you look at this, it's a fair point that she did bump the officer. I mean, that's clear on the video. Now, her intent, was it to potentially ram him or to get out of there, etc.? That's going to be investigated. We're going to see what we come to on that, but that's not the standard. That's not the standard of qualified immunity here. All right, so 855-839-1210. We'll talk with Fred Herron, former sheriff out in Bucks County, who was allying with ICE in order to facilitate making Bucks County safer. So I don't know who ICE was there to pick up or what they were doing. I do know, though, it's shocking to hear that police chief, maybe not, given how radical this place is, turn on other people in law enforcement. So what are we hearing about ICE now? Well, we're hearing the usual complaints. They're not trained enough. Okay, well, this guy's a veteran officer. He had been dragged by a car before. So then they're throwing it out. He has PTSD. That's why he did it. We're hearing that they're failures, these ICE officers, meaning they couldn't cut it with local police. Otherwise, they'd be cops. We're hearing it. They're only doing it for that bonus. We're hearing that the mask thing again and all kinds of ordinances against that. Now, they're in full uniform. People know they're ICE. You know what the mask is about. There are people all over the place. I think they are shut down on Twitter. I'm not sure. Blue Sky, who are in the business of doxing not only the cop who shot, but every one of them that they can. And that results in pressure on their families, their wives, their kids. The other side doesn't care about that. That is exactly and all that it's about. All right. Now, a couple of things. And Henry's already on his special hotline. EJ Antoni here. He answers within one ring, half a ring, and EJ's on there. Tomorrow, all of the tea leaves are pointing toward the Supreme Court ruling tomorrow on the tariff situation. And the tea leaves are pointing toward presidential power to do this. Now, looking at it constitutionally, I haven't seen their argument yet. I understand it. Am I happy about that? No, I'm not. You know, and I'm not sure if this is a test just because Trump says it, you go along with it. I've never been a fan of the tariffs. All right, I get some of the leverage he used here to settle various disputes and move back and forth. And it's calmed down a little bit. It's not chaotic. You know, at noon, we're putting a 1,000,000% tariff. Then by afternoon, a 1% tariff. I think the Supreme Court's going to rule this way on this. And again, for presidential power, I get it. This is an executive function. But is this something that's valuable? No, I think it's a distraction from where we need to go to win the midterms. And I think you do deep down too. Is it knowable? Well, EJ Antoni's the most credible we can bring you. If we have him on tomorrow, I'm going to ask him that point blank. Here's the thing that Trump did do yesterday, though. And he actually is only signaling at this point. But this is a great debate. He's going to be in Davos, Switzerland. I'm not sure. It's usually early February. And then he's going to unveil exactly what they're going to try to do. And we've talked about this before. You have corporate America. I'm not sure if it's BlackRock, Blackstone, any of those outfits, but a bunch of them. buying up single-family homes and thus disrupting the market. It's already difficult for that first-time home, for people to get that first-time home, the American dream. I mean, if I were in office, that's one of the things I'd work day and night. I believe in that so much as a template, as a precursor of a society to do that. Doesn't say exactly, other than the full weight of the presidency and all that, more details to be revealed. Now, the Wall Street Journal and others don't like this. I get it. Interference, government. And they try to lowball how many homes we're talking about. Yet, in some cities, Sunbelt cities, it's some of them are 20% that have been scooped. You have 20% of the housing market, not Philadelphia, thank God. But in some of these Sunbelt cities, there's like five, six, seven big ones. Houston, Dallas, some in Florida. You do that. You scoop up 20% that these corporations have. What do you think's going to happen in trying to get people into those first-time homes, the American dream? Are they doing anything illegal? I don't know about illegal. Are they doing anything that is thwarting the rules of whatever they may be around this? But I see this as a good sign that the Trump people are following our advice. Me, callers, sometimes Henry. Henry was on board with this yesterday in that they're trying to puncture these three areas: general pricing, like grocery store, housing. This is a good thing. The one they're deficient on is healthcare. You know, just screaming about the insurance companies is not going to do it. So yesterday in the House, nine Republicans joined Democrats. Now the Senate, I think, will not go for it. It's hard for me to tell you how many years. Let's keep Obamacare. I think it could be for as much as 3 years. Yeah, they voted for it. Ryan McKenzie in a tough race. He won't come on now. Henry's trying. Come on, Ryan. We're not going to go nuts. Just want to hear you voted for it. A lot of those representatives from New York, two or three of them, Republicans, they voted for it. And sign in, please. Brian Fitzpatrick, I think, was one of the leaders of this. Oh, my God. You can't make this stuff up. So we're going to have Obamacare for a couple more years or something like that. That's where they've landed. Now, this indicates Republicans are not doing well on this whole issue of health care, where they stand and where Trump stands. Trump doesn't want to seem to give the signal of where he would go to do this, other than to say, let's attack the insurance companies and let's say we're going to let people make their own decisions and all. And everybody knows that's not going to get passed. There's no chance of being passed. How's that a winning message for the midterms? So the upside news, we have the attention of the Trump administration on pricing, affordability, even housing. And I think they're going to be aggressive with this. And I think it's a politically good move, at least, to be calling out whatever it is here that has these corporations grabbing up all this housing. But when it comes to health care, you see what's happening. Nine Republicans voting for more Obamacare. And we get it, McKenzie and Fitzpatrick in tough races. How much can you take? And Fitzpatrick's plan, if you remember, Obamacare, you get it. What was it? Was it $200,000, $225,000 up until then, family income? You still get it? And he doesn't want to hear, Brian, you don't want to hear any talk about abortion. Yeah, right, buddy. It's called the Hyde Amendment. Look it up. I don't care about abortion. You want to knock yourself out, Bucks County. But we don't want to pay for it. Other taxpayers don't want to pay for your abortions, Brian. We're not going to litigate that here. Well, that's part of what we're paying for, so we are litigating it. I'd love to get you in on that. And I think it's Scott of Mount Laurel. So, Henry, make your case. Here's the argument. Scott of Mount Laurel is probably on the bat phone. You call yourself a capitalist, Henry? How can you interfere? What are these companies doing wrong?
They're monopolizing everything.
So You're saying a legal definition of a monopoly has been created.
I would say so. I mean, I'm no lawyer, but that's what I would presume, yeah.
So an antitrust action, something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a really difficult thing.
Oh, it's going to be difficult no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about multi-billion dollar, almost trillion dollar, you know, corporations here.
Well, but I'm talking about, you know, when does something become a monopoly when they're buying up housing like this? I haven't seen monopoly law on that would do it. Okay. That might be one theory they put. I wish Trump had given us a little more of the theory of what it is. He's right that in some cities, 20% of housing you might own. That is a stranglehold.
Yeah.
Now, if it's at these levels the Wall Street Journal talks about, it's a nuisance. I don't know if you're making a monopoly case. Now, I don't know how they do it. Is there something that's flim-flam about it that we can call them out? I wish they had done that. All right. Now, if you see yourself as a free market capitalist, does this strike you as a bit iffy? Well, dumb, you know, they have the money. They can buy the housing. But this is one of the causal elements why younger people, I mean, how can we have a country, two nuggets, where the median of first-time home buyers is the age of 40? That's unacceptable. I'd say it ought to be 30 to 32, maybe younger. And that a new car median was $50,000. That's insane.
Yeah.
Those two, you can't escape them. You want to ignore them because you're not in that. You're okay. All right, I get it. 50 grand for a car, though. My God. Bro and I, how many Focuses could we get for that over the years? All right. Foci, Dom. 855-839-1210. Love to get you on that. We're monitoring closely what's happening in Minnesota. We'll have the head of the St. Paul, Minnesota Police Union on. He was on with us before. He was great. About what it feels like for cops being told, no, stand down. Let that chaos that happened yesterday happen. That's exactly where the fault was yesterday. If cops had been there to keep it more orderly, they certainly would not have let this reckless woman and her others egg on, blocking ICE from just trying to drive out of there. And I see a white SUV, too. It was like a two-layer. If you get through her, there was another one there. They're trying to get out of there. What are you blocking them in for? Because they're playing this game of chicken. They're romanticizing, following ICE around all day. And look at the end result. We have somebody dead. 855-839-1210.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand, on demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. So, I'm telling you, Henry, it's just magic. We could take this EJ and Tony magic and sprinkle it around on some of these other guests. Looks like he's got a good shot at being on tomorrow. And tomorrow looks like the Supreme Court, I don't know about a 6-3, is going to say, yeah, there's presidential power around tariffs. All right, that's a good thing. It's constitutional. It's a bad thing, though, if President Trump suddenly goes on a bender again and we're back to the tariff thing. You know, I just think this is something in a limited way. We get it. Some of the stuff he's done. But come on, it was chaotic. Will he go back to that? And Democrats are just itching on affordability to say it's the tariffs. It's all that they have. It's their game plan on this. Let's go to Greg in the Northeast. Greg is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg.
Good morning, Dom and guys. Let's go through a few things. Colonel Allen West, there's probably not a more person in politics or was in politics or military that can speak about anything and speak clearly so the lay people like ourselves can understand it. He's a very good orator. He's tremendous.
Oh, he is, and he's the most impressive guy when he's walking around with you. I don't see anybody messing around with you, Greg, you know.
Right. And he doesn't force that upon you like how great am I.
No.
He's very down to earth, and I think he's underappreciated in our hierarchy of our governmental people, I believe.
Well, I agree with you. That's why I was asking what he was up to and all. And, you know, every time I'm around him, I feel inspired.
The main thing was the police commissioner in Minneapolis.
Yes.
That he's an absolute disgrace for anybody that has any tie to law enforcement. Anybody who has a tie to law enforcement knows that there could be bad moves and bad police officers and bad rulings. There's no doubt about it. But this guy he's not giving it any choice to those officers were involved in the shooting.
Well,
he immediately wanted to bury them.
Right, that's true.
Which is disgraceful.
Right. That's why he answered, oh, yeah, we were on the scene. No, only after the 911 call. And, Greg, if there were cops out there with these protesters, let's call them that for now, they wouldn't have allowed her to get into a vehicle to block it. They would have handled it. They would cut it off. She would be alive. But because they won't do anything that looks like they're aiding ICE, she's dead.
Right. There were two of them. You had the one lady who was was giving her description of what she saw.
Yes.
And had knowledge, obviously, because she said she was the leader of that group.
Yes, exactly.
Are you kidding me? That should be thrown out. Like, this lady was there to cause chaos and cause problems. The minute that car touches the body of that officer, he's fearing for his life. He has what, a quarter of a second to make a decision whether am I going to get run over or am I going to stop this? And he made the right decision. Don't be there. Don't put yourself in that position, and you're not dead. It's that simple, people. These are paid,
right,
professional, paid organizers.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing too. How are two of them? They're both with three kids out there doing this around the clock with ICE. Somebody's got to be footing the bill. Who's your side today? Who's the genius?
But it's a little bit tongue in cheek, but it's absolute genius. Is Kris Jenner? She turned a talentless group of family. Two of them are now billionaires, and she turned one man into a woman. She's an absolute genius.
Oh, that's really good. There's some truth to that too. She's not
totally
a billionaire, but right. I don't know that the main player is the billionaire too. A Kardashian, I think the other is the bit we know is a billionaire.
Who, Jenner. Kylie?
Kylie, yeah.
Or Kendall, I don't even know at this point.
I think it's Kylie. I don't know about Kendall. But I don't think Kim Kardashian's a billionaire.
Yes,
probably close.
I think she is.
The other one's wealthier.
Definitely.
That's what I'm saying. She's the one that scored by most accounts. So, but yeah, two billionaires and then. That is the most shocking because I admire that guy as such an athlete. The Mexico City Games, the decathlon, and then suddenly we're seeing this play out. I thought, all right, it's a stunt at the end. They'll reveal. I was just trying it out. I really didn't do anything. Apparently not.
Google says Kim's worth $1.9 billion,
right,
and Kylie's worth $670 million.
All right, how about it wouldn't be Kendall then? No,
Kendall's 60.
Okay. Kylie was the one that I thought initially was the one they touted as the billionaire. I mean, Kim, obviously, well, it's faded a bit. If you say Kim Kardashian now, if you say she's no Kim Kardashian, I'm not sure. It's faded a little bit.
Yeah, it's faded a little bit. It definitely passed the peak of
yes.
the Kardashian craze
yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, look at the choice in guys to marry. A mediocre basketball player, a guy who's nuts and might be into Nazism.
Which one?
I'm thinking of
Chris Humphries.
Kanye. Yeah, well, Humphries is the mediocre player. Then Kanye. Was there a third that I'm missing?
No, I was thinking Lamar Odom with, who was that, Courtney?
That's the other, with the other one, And she's just along for the ride. She makes $100 million.
Tristan Thompson's another one. I don't know which one did who.
Let's go to Robert Ben-Sam. He follows all this stuff. Hey, Robert.
I'm sure he knows.
Good afternoon. You know better. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Dominic Henry. Yeah. Good to talk to you guys
today. Here.
I just want to point out that we got the better Jennings, Dom. We got Scott Jennings, the Leskin hat, Ken Jennings.
Hey, Robert, let me just take your temperature, though, and I think you'll be one of the guys, you and Scott Amantler are all going, no, we can't do anything about the corporations buying up all those houses. Shouldn't we at least look at that?
I think that we should look at it if only we got to specify single-family house.
Right.
If they want to buy apartments, even if they want to buy houses and resell them, that's fine.
Right.
But I don't know, but Scott does have a point about a free market about that. As far as the health care, I would suggest HMOs. Go back to HMOs. They worked beautifully back in the day until the left got rid of them because it stopped them from taking over, and they passed HIPAA laws, but it's a long story. But
wait a minute. Let me intervene. I know what you mean, but you know what? We're going to have to come up with a different term, you and I. I'm not going into the midterms talking about HMOs. I hear what you're saying. Calling it that, oh, man, they're going to kill us with that.
But if you frame it, and it takes power away from the government and puts it back with the doctors and the patients. But I also wanted to point out, they called her a legal observer. That sounds a lot like Marilyn Father. It sounds a lot like Venezuelan fishermen. It's like the left has a talent for coming up with these stupid phrases to cover what they're doing. But there's a lot to unpack here, Dom, and I'm going to leave it for others, and I'll continue tomorrow. I wanted to get to the side answer, which was Rudolph Diesel. And I went with him because he was the actual father of the internal combustion engine. He used peanut oil at first, but then later developed diesel fuel. The reason why that was such a big deal is because Germany didn't want him to take those plans over to England, and he got on board to Dresden to do just that, and he never made it to England, hypothetically. Some people believe he was that was a cover, and he was sent to Canada, where they developed diesel-powered submarines in 1914. So there's a lot to unpack there, but Rudolf Diesel was a true genius in his field. And I'll leave it at that. And you guys have a great day, Dom.
Thank you, Robert. Boy, we're getting some good ones today. All right, we thought, this worked. People are on it. A genius in their field. That's what we're looking for in honor of Stephen Hawking. I don't know about the Epstein stuff. I can't see Stephen Hawking there at the island, but apparently, to quote Alan Dershowitz, Dom, I want you to know, I kept my trousers on at all times. That could be a book. All right, Jeff Andrew is next here on Talk Radio 1210. First, though, let me remind you, are you ready to make this the year you truly feel better? Start with your health. Rescue Natural Supplements has been helping people support heart health, cholesterol, digestion, weight management, energy levels, and more targeted wellness goals for over 40 years using high-quality, research-backed ingredients your body can trust. And right now, Rescue is celebrating you with their New Year's savings. Save 40% when you buy any four single bottles of Rescue supplements with the code NEWYEAR40, NEWYEAR40. Try their popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart and brain health, probiotic for better digestion, or Orasine for more consistent, all-natural energy. Whatever those health goals, Rescue has you covered. To mix and match four or more bottles and get 40% off, go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, again, 800-262-5483. Online, res-q.com. Use that code NEWYEAR40. Now's the time to take a smart step toward feeling your best 40% off any four bottles of premium Rescue supplements. res-q.com. Use that code NEWYEAR40 at checkout. Don't wait. Make this the year you prioritize your wellness with Rescue.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking, Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time, and oh my God, it is January 8th. Does that mean I can't say Happy New Year to Jeff Van Drew? Larry David might be listening. He's in Jersey. Happy, happy, happy New Year, Jeff Van Drew. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Dom. Happy New Year to you, your listeners, and everybody around you. Hopefully we will have a good year.
Wanted to read you a little bit on the situation, Congressman, with ICE. So what the Inquirer just dropped an editorial, and they say, good, the woman was fatally shot as she attempted to drive away from agents who were yelling obscenities at her and violently trying to open her vehicle's door. So they admit they were trying to get her out of the vehicle, stop her, after she blocked them.
No question. So here's the issue. First of all, this does deserve, as does any time there is a death, it does deserve a thorough, objective investigation with results. And I'm sure that will happen. Secondly, the way to avoid this, obviously, for, again, any of your listeners or everyone, and I'm going to state the obvious, is when a law enforcement officer tells you to do something, to do it. I mean, you just don't drive away. And the fear is, yes, so some may say that he shot prematurely, even though she completely disagreed and was taking off. Was she going to run somebody else over? Was she going to use the vehicle as a murder weapon? We don't know the answer to that. We weren't there. We don't know all the answers. We don't know other than the fact that the mood was somewhat charged and questionable. We don't know all the details of it. So before, you know, I just stepped out of my Judiciary Committee hearing, and of course we're discussing actually individual pieces of legislation, but my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are only talking about this. Whatever we talk about in Judiciary, they always go back to whatever the issues of the day are politically.
Right.
And that's
right.
Not the way a committee is supposed to run, but that's the way it is. So we've heard about this over and over again. And by the way, God help us, if this didn't happen, it would have been over Venezuela, or it would have been
right.
over January 6th, or
right.
it would have been over. It's just the way that it always goes. So I think we need to do a good overview. We need to do a good study on this to find out exactly what happened. But, you know, in all fairness, just to say, they are calling it a murder. It's not a murder. They weren't there. And let me tell you, get hit by a car as a murder weapon is no joke either. Just when a police officer at any level, federal, local, asks you to do something, just comply.
Yeah. And then again, because everything's video now, social media, if there's anything they're doing that's wrong, we're going to find that out and there's going to be accountability on that. You are my go-to guy, though, on something. I'm seeing good signs. You probably are, too. You actually get to talk to the president, Congressman. I'm seeing good signs that affordability is really on the top of their list, including yesterday, the president putting out the details are coming on corporations buying up single-family homes and making it more difficult. The one area, and you've been very sensitive to this, though, I don't see a consensus. I'm hoping you can tell us something is brewing. What are Republicans going to do for Americans? What's the agenda on health care? And also helping to win the midterms, that's going to be critical.
And all those things are tied together. So let's hit them one at a time. First of all, and we'll go rapid fire, the idea that large investment corporations just can't buy housing up everywhere, control it, own it, and then we're all serfs that rent is not a good one. The president's right. That should be limited in some way. It is really driving the cost of homes up, and it's really problematic. So I applaud him for looking at that, and not only looking at it, but going to do something on it. Secondly, health care. No, it hasn't been good enough. What happened with health care, and I'm sure you saw it, is some some members of Congress that are in difficult districts who are Republican, and some of them really do have some tight races in the best of times, are real nervous about it. So they decided, and I'm not faulting them. I'm not faulting anybody on this. I just want to keep the majority, that they voted with the Democrats to pass a bill without the speaker's help. It's called a discharge petition, to pass it and send it to the Senate. That keeps Obamacare for 3 years with no improvements, no adjustments, nothing. Doesn't make it any better. Now, you know, I don't like Obamacare to begin with. And again, we don't have time. If I went through all the fraud, all the waste, all the abuse, all, you know, one Social Security number being used by multiple individuals, Social Security numbers being used of people who've passed away, multiple Social Security numbers being used by one individual in multiple states. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. We got to clean some of this up. But that being said, we should clean it up and then do like a year and a half extension so we can then present to the American people, which would be after the midterms, a good, robust, cohesive health care plan. It won't be perfect. It's problematic. It's one of the toughest issues there are, bar any. But we have a responsibility to do that. Still haven't done it. So what did the frustration lead to? Now we've got the first comprehensive bill that went out of the House of Representatives is a Democrat bill with, I think it was 9 or 10 Republicans going along because they're fighting for their life. I mean, come on. We can do better than
well,
that.
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you, though. Look, and you are the biggest supporter of the president when right, but a voice telling him, hey, you may want to look at this again, Mr. President. All I heard him say to you guys the other day when you were in caucus there, you know, the retreat, was something about we're going to go after insurance companies. And he's right of them making a killing on this. That's not going to answer the American people. And it's not going to win the midterms just attacking the insurance companies.
Correct. So what we should do is, as I said, a comprehensive, right, robust bill for a year and a half, continuing the subsidies. Because guess what? You know who really takes the hit when the subsidies are cut? A lot of Republicans, because the folks that are Democrats, they tend not to get the subsidy. They get their health care, right, pretty much for free. It's the people that are paying out, right, a lot are going to be paying a lot more. So we should have done it for a year and a half. And when we did that, all the things that he talked about, there are all good things that need to be done. All those reforms, that like PBMs, pharmaceutical benefit managers, all that can be done. The insurance companies, go after them. That could be done, as well as other reforms with waste, fraud, and abuse and reining in the insurance companies, all done in this big bill. A lot of good would be done. Yes, you would continue the horrible Obamacare for a year and a half, but in a much better way. That would make sense, and people would be held harmless. Here's what's going to happen if we're not careful, and I'm going to be really candid about this. What's going to happen is everybody's premiums are going up because of the damn insurance companies, not just those who are on the subsidy, not just those who are on Obamacare.
Right.
Just regular folks are paying a lot more. The Democrats are good at this. They're good at politics. They're going to morph it all together, and they're going to say anybody who's paying more for health care, it's because of the Republicans not doing anything. That's not accurate, but that's the way it's going to come down. So we politically have to be smarter. I'm going to keep arguing for it. I'm going to keep fighting for it. I want us to win.
In your judgment, to summarize, I want to be clear, because I trust your judgment on this and your sensitivities, too, toward people and their needs. You don't see any other way other than putting in some kind of reform, but continuing the Obamacare, trying to cut out the fraud, waste, and abuse for a year and a half. Yeah. And is that because of time and just getting enough people? Okay.
We don't have time. We're here.
Right.
People they're already paying the new premiums, or they can't afford them and they're dropping out. So, yes, you are correct. We need to do something in a timely way to save the – guess what? And you know this. The American people didn't make this problem. It's the politicians that made this problem. Obamacare – they're getting moved from one company to within Obamacare, from one plan to another, because some of these insurance agents get paid extra money when they move them and sign them up. It's all bad. We can fix all that relatively rapidly, and so it'll be a much better bill and much better than what we have now. And then for that year, year and a half, work our tails off to come up with something that is better than Obamacare, and then be ready to present that to the American public, pass it, and move on.
Your judgment, again, now, this is imminent, and I'm in a complete agreement with you. The healthcare thing, the affordability, I think they're on the affordability thing here, the Trump administration. What else is going to be big coming up and that might have impact as we start to gear up for the midterms?
Well, one of the good things, I have to say, they've talked about it. I hope my colleagues are smart enough to use it. We should have, barring something unusual here, a good year economically.
Right.
Remember, people are going to be going to their accounts now. We're in January, right? And they're going to find out, oh, by the way, you're paying a lot less taxes on tips, on overtime, on Social Security. 85% of you aren't going to be paying any taxes at all. You're going to buy a new car. Yeah. Good thing, because guess what? For the first time in decades, I won't go through the list, Dom. You and I have gone through that. Mm-hmm. People don't know this. For God's sake, I know legislators, Republican members of the Congress that don't seem to know it. You should be talking about that all the time. Now, that doesn't mean we've done good enough. You've never done good enough. You have to keep right. working. But that's really good news. I think that that bodes well. And I think some of these other areas, the price of gas is going down. It, you know, in some states, not as much because they keep jacking, like New Jersey, for example, jacking up their gas prices. Presidents, you know, want, along with Congress, trying to work on a lot of energy issues, which are hard to fix immediately because energy is so high. It is the affordability issue. I'm speaking out about it a lot. It's a cost of living issue. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. And I know you have a lot of listeners in New Jersey, and it's the same in Pennsylvania. In New Jersey, the Turnpike, the tolls went up. The Parkway, the tolls went up. The Atlantic City Expressway, the tolls went up. The DRBA and the ferry, the tolls are going up. Now, besides that, your energy costs have gone up. Homeowners insurance have gone up. Automobile insurance has gone up. Your utility bills have gone up. People aren't made of money, Dom. They're getting killed. We got to rein some of this in.
Exactly.
They're getting lipped, and a lot of it's government. You know what? We should have a freeze on some of this stuff. We don't have to increase the dam. We increase the tolls in most states now automatically. And then on top of it, and I'm having a hearing on it coming up soon. I'm sorry, I don't have the date in front of me. We're awarding contracts to countries for our Easy Pass. It's just one little example. There's more than this. Who are connected to and work with the Chinese communists.
Right.
Remember that?
Well, you've been on it. You've been on it. I'm so glad you're doing this. So whenever you're going to do that, absolutely, we want to feature that. I know you would stick to that. Congressman, thank you so much. Anytime that you have anything, we are here. We want to hear Jeff Van Drew.
Tom, as I've said over the years, and I'll say it again, thank goodness you're there. You get the word out. You tell people the real deal. And you're not, I'm going to be very frank, you're not just a partisan hack. You're somebody that's a true conservative who believes in America and believes that we can do better. So thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Thanks very much. By the way, I wrote down something here interesting. And Henry, you didn't say this word, but I think it's the word. He said the word surf. Yeah, these people, these corporations. And guess where the president, now I'm not saying Trump's people know this or not, but let me play it out, maybe. They're going to be at Davos. You know who's there. All these people, including the head guy, forget him, the German guy.
Yeah.
They think.
Schwab, right?
Yeah, Schwab. That we should not have ownership. You're not going to be owning stuff. Mm-hmm. You're going to be renting stuff the whole time. Right there. It's beyond mundane. It's evil. The whole idea is ownership.
Yeah.
Particularly, you know, at that first home and the whole thing that you did. I remember it myself. My God, we're all going to be serfs. That's where Trump is going to announce this stuff. So I'll give him grace on that. If this is a plan to say, hey, buddy, Schwabie, we are going to be owning things. Yeah, then I'm on board. But I want to see the details and how he's going to do it. Serfs, great word. 855-839-1210. We're instituting something new. We'll give it a shot here. I have a question for Henry, question of the day, and he might have one for me, and I have no knowledge of it. I've hinted what mine might be for his that I think he's going to reject out of hand, but we'll have some fun with it. And your calls. And Fred Herron with us at 2 o'clock, former sheriff, Bucks County, Talk Radio 1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano's show, throwing a new wrinkle into it with Happy New Year's. But I said it to a guy fixing the printer out here today, effusively. I love it. It's a Happy New Year. Let's push back against the Henrys of the world and the He's not quite a Larry David, but...
I think if you're fixing the printer in this place, you deserve as many Happy New Year's as you want, because that thing is always down.
He said, I've listened to you forever. And I said, all right, get that printer, buddy. That's what we depend on. Yes. Nice guy. Really good. Couldn't shake his hand, so I had all that printer stuff on it. But, all right, question of the day, and we'll see how this goes. I'm going to save mine till tomorrow for Henry. He's got one for me today. Henry, what's your question?
Yeah, Dom, have you heard about Conformity Gate?
No.
No. Okay, so I take it you're not a fan of the show Stranger Things.
I am not. No. And again, it's like a personal bias. I guess because I wasn't in on it early, I disparage it.
Okay, you know, well, I got in on it late, too. I probably didn't start watching until season three came out. But I enjoyed the show a lot up until this final season, like a lot of people. It was just a mediocre kind of, you know, went out with a whimper kind of ending. But it was so mediocre that fans of the show were looking for clues and somehow gaslit themselves into thinking that there was a secret final episode after the finale that was going to drop last night.
Oh, my God.
In order to satiate the need for a better ending.
Okay.
Obviously, that did not happen. So I guess my real question to you is it possible that a mainstream show, like the big hit show, will ever land the plane ever again, like a Sopranos or The Wire? It just feels like since Game of Thrones ended, which was, you know, an absolute atrocious ending, it feels like these shows don't know how to end themselves. So do you think we're going to see another big-time show like this ever land the plane?
I think no, and one of the reasons is people are highly critical of this, even if they do a great ending. Like, I love the Seinfeld ending. I was on the air when it happened.
Oh, really?
And I got it, what they were trying to do. I mean, they had a great premise. These people were not evil, but they were lackluster in caring about other people and the way they did it. And I interviewed the soup Nazi. Mm-hmm. He didn't even know he was a soup Nazi. He just knew his own name. He had a trailer, and he said, who's that? And he agreed. It was very subtle, but a lot of people are critical. They're critical of the Sopranos ending.
Yeah, that's true, because people just thought their TV broke. I remember when that was like a big story across the country as a kid. But, well, I'd argue Curb Your Enthusiasm did the Seinfeld finale better than Seinfeld did.
Maybe,
Because I don't know if you saw that. Eventually they get let out of prison and they go, this should have been the ending.
And look, you run out of energy. It takes almost a specialist to be the show ender.
Yeah.
To come up with something that summarizes it, but in an artful way. It doesn't look like a summary. Having all those bit characters testify for Seinfeld and all.
Yeah.
All those people that are together.
I enjoyed the episode. It's just up until the end, I think that's when people go,
Yeah. Yeah. I you know, it's very hard to end. Well, look at MASH, how they ended. I thought that was a beautiful ending.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's legendary. Yeah.
So what is it? I think hypercriticism, social media, is going to make it, and maybe some corporate interest, God knows what it is. But I love this. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
That there was going to be a secret ending dropping.
And it didn't happen, and everyone's all upset.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a great question.
It's a great show that went out with a whimper.
I don't know what show will be ending in 2026 that's major. I'd have to think about that.
Heated rivalry, maybe?
Oh, okay. Man.
All right.
You been watching that show?
I haven't.
I'm saying, is that major? I don't even
It's major.
Major, I'd say so.
All right. I'll continue to think about that. Now, that's we're always looking for a great question. Just odd. So I got one for Henry that's sports-related tomorrow. That I'm sure he will need a seatbelt to stay in his seat around. He's already, I've hinted at it.
I'm going to go through this glass.
The objection. You may come after me for this too, but it's sports related. All right, coming up, Fred Heron, one of our favorites. This is the guy, sheriff, out there in Bucks County. His thoughts on what he saw play out there. Larry Krasner had the nerve today to be with Sheriff Rochelle Bilal. Beyond an absolute disgrace. We told you about her before in Philadelphia. And other voices that he made stand up as he sat down and talked, decrying what happened in Minnesota, these other voices. We'll talk to Fred about how he sees that playing out in Minnesota. You heard what I think was it was lack of police to keep the crowd from doing what they did that ended in her death. All straight ahead, big 2 o'clock hour.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.